Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 1st of December, which means 25 more shopping days till Christmas.
23.
Well, you know what? I kind of like counting Christmas Day because you never can
tell.
And
the day
you
after.
Have to run after. Well, yeah, and then after you get that look, and then man, it's the next day. Anyway, no, good
That's
morning.
That's why you're friends with the people at 401's Jewelry, oh, right?
You know what? They just have a special door for me. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice there. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Ashley. Good morning,
Good
Ashley.
Good morning.
And what's
Happy National Eat a Red Apple Day.
Oh, wow.
It's also, wow, of course, Giving Tuesday, so we have a lot of, when we see charities that people, our listeners, love to follow and support, then we're sharing it on our Facebook page. So if you find one, share it to our Facebook wall, and we'll be able to make sure that that's a watering hole for local charities.
There you go. Because today is Giving Tuesday.
Yes, indeed.
Yep. We have more information on that.
I know I already found a couple riverfronts close to my heart, so I shared theirs as soon as they did last night. I know Haven is going to be posting theirs any minute. They may already have. I just haven't looked yet. And all of the different local charities that we support, we hope you guys support as well. And let us know what you support so we can make sure they get the attention they deserve.
Okay.
We are looking at quite a bit warmer morning than yesterday. Yesterday, when I left the house, it was 30 degrees. That's near the airport. It was like 32 by this time. We're looking at 53 degrees outside right now. Those north winds are keeping us a little bit warmer, which is fantastic and great for my defrosting time. But we are looking at a high of 67 today, which is about what it was yesterday. And we're looking at all the way up to 68 on Friday before we drop all the way down to 66 on Saturday. So if you enjoy having the cool breeze and the windows open, if you have that today, you're going to have that throughout much of the rest of the week. Thursday is looking like our best day for sunrises and sunsets. And of course, if you ever take a nice picture of those, we want to see those as well.
How do they send it to us?
If you're following us on Facebook, that's a great way to do it, and then we'll make sure that we share. Otherwise, you can send them to production at KCNR1460, and we'll share it on our Facebook page that way.
Okay, good. The weather report and all the other stuff is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. Gee, where to start? Simpson University will be with us at 8. So this first hour is pretty much open line. So I'd like to start out with Biden. Mr. Biden breaks his foot playing with the dog. Now, I have to ask myself, how did he break his foot? Was he just, step or something, fall off a step? Was he making a quick turn and he lost his balance and fell? Did the dog run over and bite him on his foot and breaking his bones? No, I think that he's got to wear a walking cast. Now, if indeed his election holds up, I wonder if he'll be wearing a walking cast when he's, during the inauguration. And is this just a harbinger of something that we're going to be seeing in the future?
Honestly, would you care that much if it were Trump? If the name was different and everything else? I'm just curious.
No. But I'll tell you, and here's why. Mr. Biden, over the past 7 months. He's been hiding in his, you know, not hiding, but he's been in his retreat, let's mm-hmm. say. And he has made many, many mistakes when he's speaking. And now he's fallen and broken bones in his foot. And this is why I do care, is because the man's 78 years old. He's already had 2 brain aneurysms. He is the leader of the free world. The election goes through, which I think it will, no matter what the statistics say and no matter how it doesn't make sense, and we're going to talk about that, I think it's still going to go through. However, I also think is that he's the guy that has to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning when the phone calls, and he has to go on and stay on for, 10 days
mm-hmm.
or 2 weeks or a month. Because it seems to me president, once you're president, you're on. You've got to be on. That, yeah, you can be playing golf down in Mar-a-Lago, or you can take a trip to New York City for dinner, as Mr. Obama and Mrs. Obama did. But you're on. You have to be on. 78-year-old man, if he falls, he breaks something. This may be the last case of that. I hope that. But what if, this is just maybe, like I said, I hope this isn't a harbinger of what we're going to be seeing over the next year. Because, I'm just worn out. This is more than I thought I could do. I pray that's not it. And I hope that this man is well and hearty and has got his mental faculties. I hope he is ready for the job, because if he isn't, it impacts on you, Ashley, your family, and me and my family, and everybody that's listening in your family. If he's not up to the job, with his 47 years of being in the middle of the political quagmire back there, if he's not up to the job, that means Kamala steps in. And we know she's not up for the job. I mean, it's what people voted for, I would hope, as some people say, for a decent, kind man who will bring us together. I don't believe that for a second, first of all. They hate Trump. If they hate Trump enough, you could put as my dad used to say, a yellow dog Democrat. If a yellow dog was on the ticket, they'd vote for it. So, but then
honestly, dogs wouldn't raise their taxes. Dogs wouldn't impose communism. I'm okay for a dog.
Yeah, it sits there. It just sits there and goes, no, I think that's pretty stupid. So anyway, so there's my fear there. Is this just kind of like, he broke his foot. Now, are they going to have a couple of Secret Servicemen? His only job is to walk within hand's reach of the prez. So when he's coming down the steps or he's walking down the red carpet area there, he's getting ready, in the to make a speech. And how about going to the rotunda in the Congress when he gives his State of the Union? Is he going to have a couple of, like, Secret Service guys that are there just walking close to him just in case he trips? I don't know. Am I making too much of this? Yes. Okay.
Yeah, maybe a little.
I needed a first segment. And it was just the thought of it is, oh my gosh, my mother-in-law fell over the other day. I mean, just tripped. She got up, she's fine. But I'm thinking, when you get older, your balance starts to go, your bones become more brittle, and you forget which office you're running for. Those things can happen.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Thanks. Good morning, everybody. We're all terrified now.
No, we're not. Hey, it's just politics. You know what? Here's the thing. Our country was founded in such a way that you had the House and the Senate to make the laws. You had the president to enforce the laws and to push the laws out there. And then you had the court to see if those laws were constitutional. Frankly, the president is, if he does it right and he surrounds himself with good people, and Trump may be the exception to this because he was really hands-on in everything, you're like a well-oiled machine, and frankly, it doesn't make any difference. Now, the problem is which direction and the people he puts around him. That's where the problem comes in. But so far, Biden seems to be bringing in some Obama people. They actually have some Republicans talking about his Treasury Secretary with nice things to say. So, yeah. So, anyway, this, let me see, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at River Commons. River Commons Senior Living is Northern California's premier retirement community. Surrounded by natural beauty and ample recreational opportunities, this place is beautiful. And it's not an assisted care facility. No, this is for active seniors that have had enough. Said, I've had enough of cutting grass. I've had enough of a house needs to be painted. I've just had enough. I want to live in a place that's really nice, that I can have the stuff that I really like around me. I can have my pets. I can then use this as a place to travel from. You know, it's got great food, gourmet chefs, activity directors. It has it all at River Commons Senior Living. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 if you're thinking about this. And remember, worry less, smile more. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:16 in the morning here on the 1st of December.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair, quality parts, and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In December, we're covering frequently asked questions by you, our listeners, here in Reading and worldwide. And January brings us pearls from the masters of the industry. We'll analyze what advice we like, what we take, and what we disagree with.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book, now is the time to check us out. Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a good day. It's 7:20 in the morning. It's what, about 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is just one of the premier places to receive your CCW training, first of all. Their instructors are all NRA instructors. They've all been through a number of classes to be able to teach CCW home defense, just learning how to use your pistol and pistol safety, unarmed combat, rifle, shotgun. It all comes through Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at countyccw.com and usgunpro.com. Now, that song, I Can Survive, or I Will Survive.
Yes.
You know what movie it was in?
Footloose?
No.
Okay.
Replacements. Oh, no, Replacements for Canal Reeves.
Okay.
And what was the whole premise of the movie was that all the players were on strike. So they brought in replacement players, and Canal Reeves was the quarterback, and they brought in people. I mean, you know, the whole thing was the people they brought in, how they were kind of really different thugs, gamblers, a deaf wide receiver. And a lot of actors that you see later on, but they all got arrested after a bar fight that the original, that the team that mm-hmm. was on strike came in and started the fight. And while they're in there, they start, one of them starts singing that, and they all dance to it. And it was a great scene. It was a great scene in a movie. Okay. Let's talk about COVID, because that isn't a great thing. You got the latest update?
Yes, this update came down yesterday afternoon from the Shasta County Health and Human Services. We have a total confirmed cases of just shy of 5,000. We're at 4,963. But as far as people, we have 56 people hospitalized and 10 in the ICU. We've done almost 90,000 total tests. And
that 5,000, I don't mean to interrupt you, but while you said it, 5,000, we've had 5,000 positive cases.
Yeah, total confirmed cases
since March.
March.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and so how many, and we have right now, they don't even keep track of how many have got it right now, I don't think anymore, do they?
They have active cases at 384
they don't know.
There are 328 in isolation and thousands in quarantine. So they're staying at home.
Thousands in quarantine?
It just literally says the word thousands on this piece of paper I'm looking at.
Okay, here's, how many? 10 in the intensive care.
10 in the ICU.
That's growing every day. All right.
The deaths number has remained stable over the weekend at 47.
Okay. Really, having 5,000, again, I go back, having 5,000 that have been, you know, that pop positive on this thing, or that had the virus, really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
what really counts is the number we have now, how many people in the hospital and ICU. Because now you have to ask yourself, how much room do we have mm-hmm. in the ICU. I talked to Dr. Paul DeNuca yesterday, and he was in charge of the medical care of that MASH hospital unit they set up, which we never used, thank God. And I said, how hard would that be to get that thing set up? He said, the hardest part is finding doctors. But then again, there's your National Guard. National Guard has a number of doctors and nurses. And we need to talk to Colonel Rob Poletti about how they're set up. And I think I can – we'll get him on as in an interview, too, is because of the National Guard. And by the way, our former police chief was just selected for Brigadier General, which is
good
huge.
Good for him.
Huge. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? He I know he's much happier now. But he still he has to work in Sacramento, but they're not leaving Redding. They love Redding. So he gets home, you know, on the weekend sometimes. Anyway, I need to call him and find out how they are set up, because he talked about it a little bit. I talked to him a little bit about it, to bring in all the doctors and nurses that they have and bring them in on active duty. My brother-in-law is a doctor, and one of his physician assistants, one of his PAs, is in the National Guard. And he goes, and they've called him up before a couple of times. So it'll be interesting. Well, let's take that tact and write that stuff down so we can try and have a day of if it gets really bad, this is what we can do. This is what to expect. Now, the corona cases. I know somebody that has it. You know somebody that's had it. Anytime that anybody gets sick. If you get sick in the office, if you ate a bad tamale, you could, you know, and you're sick. Everybody looks at you, and you go, oh, I wonder if they have COVID. My friend who had COVID, after 2 weeks, will be allowed out of the house today by his wife to wash his truck. That's it. That's it. And he's a big, strong boy. But other people have had it. A lady that we know, married to a doctor, has come up. And he and she just said that she's got it. And you have to wonder, my friends, how come, and I could be wrong, how come we all don't have it? How come we have been, you know, since last March, and especially in the last 2 months, you've been exposed to it. You've been exposed to COVID. Now, this is the strange thing about this. It's such a weird virus.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have Linda's maid of honor, living in Texas, got part, moved from Huntington Beach to Texas. I love it there, by the way. They did a blood test, and they checked antibodies. She had it, and she had no symptoms. She had no idea that she had had COVID, but she's got the antibodies. So that's what I'm thinking, is it affects people so many different ways. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I got a couple questions.
Speak louder.
Okay. I have a couple questions. What happened to Suwan this morning? And then is the whole county shut down? Because I went to the Veterans Administration yesterday, and the lobby was closed, so I called the phone number that's on the door, and nobody answers, and I left my phone number, and nobody called me back, and then I called the Vets Museum in Anderson, and same thing. Nobody answered, I had to leave my phone number, and I got some things to take there.
Okay, so I can answer these questions.
The fire hall, but I decided not to go there because I figured the whole place is cut down.
Okay, I can answer some of these questions.
Okay, thank you.
Sue wasn't feeling well, and when Sue doesn't feel good, we don't do the news because Sue does the news. We are taking steps here in the near future to bring in somebody else that can just roll in and do that, can do the news. But this is Sue's baby, and she loves doing the news. We love her doing the news. And if she doesn't, if she's gone, we just play the national news another hour.
Okay.
Right. So it's usually only it's not like for weeks. It's usually like for a day. We just make sure, you know, I don't, when I have somebody that's not feeling well, I send them home. Does that make sense? Yeah, I send them home, I tell them get well, and if they're not getting well, I tell them get a COVID test so far. And so far that's worked for us. Now, as far as Rob Burrows, he's there. Somebody called, a lady just called. She had things to give to him. And what I did is I texted him with her phone number because he is extremely busy right now. They're trying to get a bunch of things done. So he may not, you know, they may not answer the phone. So if you call me after the show at 605-4565, I will take your number and I'll text it to him and he'll get back to you.
Okay.
So there, that answered two questions. As for the third, I have no idea what the federal government does. They, you know, they could be closed. They could have it closed down because they have no open lobbies anymore because of what the what the governor said.
Okay, well, that answers that. Then I was just kind of curious if something.
You know what? Today I was the answer man. I actually had an answer for every one of your questions, Ron. Okay, you've got me warmed up.
Mark your calendar.
Who won the election? There's the big question. Okay.
Well, I know who won the election. It was stolen, but I think Mr. Trump won it. So.
Well, you just pay attention to this next segment because we're going to go over some stuff here that I put it up on Facebook yesterday because it was such an interesting article. And then I heard Mark Levin last night that same article. So I'm going to go back and hit that. I've got it pulled up right here, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment.
Okay, I'll listen for it then.
Okay, thank you very much, Ron. Thanks for calling. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you. You know, you talk about people that know what they're doing. It's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993. She has built a team, one for insurance and one for financial acumen there, that they can look at your financial investments. They can see if you're going in the right direction. Are you in the right investment, especially in this topsy-turvy time of Wall Street, which, by the way, set a new record again of over 30,000 in the market right there. And Judy's people are there to make sure that your investments are in the right spots. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union, you can give her a call at 221-0441. And I tell you what, if you have an insurance need or just a question, give her a call. There's nobody that knows more about it than Judy Maxwell. We'll be right back after these messages with this article that I found extremely interesting that kind of took the, kind of looks at this, they're a statistical type of group and what they looked at and why there seems like there's some anomalies here.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's Macomb Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
500 miles an hour. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment on Tuesdays. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment. People, are you looking for that perfect piece of jewelry? If you don't run just as fast as you can or drive slowly down to Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive, you are making a big mistake. All types of jewelry, from state jewelry and Native American jewelry to specific ones they've designed and built. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They can polish rings. They can take watches apart and put them back together again. Just, it is the place to go to. Locally owned, locally operated, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. There's a guy who is the head of the Democracy Institute by the name of Patrick Basham. And he had an article that came out yesterday. I put it on Facebook. Reasons why the 2020 presidential election is deeply puzzling. And if only cranks find the tabulation strange, put me down as a crank. And so you start, you know, when you start reading about this, and there's, you know, there is questions. Almost all the Republicans believe that there's something wrong with the election. And so it's, oh, yeah, but you guys are just paranoid. You got to consider some facts here. First of all, President Trump received more votes than any previous incumbent seeking re-election. He got 11 million more votes than 2016. Think about that. 11 million more votes than 2016. The third largest rise in support ever for an incumbent. By the way of comparison, President Obama was comfortably re-elected in 2012 with 3.5 million fewer votes than he received in 2008. His vote increased so much because, according to exit polls, he performed far better with many key demographic groups. 95% of Republicans voted for him, which is extraordinary. He earned the highest share of all minority votes for a Republican since 1960. His support among black voters grew by 50% over 2016. Now, that's not a large number when you get into it, but it grew 50%. Joe Biden's black support fell well below 90%, the level which Democrat presidential candidates usually lose. He increased his share of the national Hispanic vote to 35%. With 60% or less of the national Hispanic vote is arithmetical. It is statistically impossible for a Democrat presidential candidate to win Florida, Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico. He also states that bellwether states swung further in Trump's direction than in 2016. Florida, Ohio, and Iowa each defied America's media polls, which we know are just biased. I guess that's the best word I can use for that. With huge wins for Trump. Since 1852, only Richard Nixon lost the Electoral College after winning this trio. And that 1960 defeat to John F. Kennedy is still a subject of great suspicion. Go back and look at that and look at Chicago and how close that election was and how Chicago came over to John Kennedy. Midwestern states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, always swing in the same direction as Ohio and Iowa, their regional peers. You know, he goes on, yet Biden leads in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin because of an apparent avalanche of black votes in Detroit, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee. His winning margin was derived almost entirely from such voters in these cities, as coincidentally his black vote spiked only in exactly the locations necessary to secure victory. He did not receive comparable levels of support among among comparable demographic groups in comparable states, which is highly unusual for the presidential victor. He won more votes nationally than any other presidential candidate in history, but he won a record low of 17% of counties. He won only 524 counties as opposed to 873 counties Obama won in 2008. Yeah, Biden somehow did Obama in these total votes. And I'm reading from this article because he does much better than I am when I'm trying to paraphrase it. They usually have down-ballot coattails. Biden did not. The Republicans held the Senate, enjoyed a red wave in the House where they gained a large number of seats, including another one today in California, while winning all 27 toss-up contests. They did not lose. Trump's party did not lose a single state legislature and actually made gains at the state level. Another anomaly is found in a comparison between the polls and non-polling metrics. The latter include, these are non-polling metrics, post-party registration trends, the candidate's respective primary vote, candidate enthusiasm, social media followings, broadcast and digital media ratings, online searches, the number of especially small donors, and the number of individuals betting on each candidate. Despite poor recent performances, media and academic polls have an impressive 80% record predicting the winner during the modern era. But when the polls air, non-polling metrics do not. The latter have a 100% record. So what we're saying is all those ones I just read off predict the winner. And for Trump to lose this election, the mainstream polls needed to be correct, which they were not, as we know. Furthermore, for Trump to lose, not only did one or more of these metrics have to be wrong for the first time ever, but every single one had to be wrong. And at the very same time, not an impossible outcome, but extremely unlikely. Atypical voting patterns, married with misses by polling and non-polling metrics, should give all observers pause for thought. Late on election night, with Trump comfortably ahead, many swing states stopped counting ballots. In most cases, observers were removed from the counting facilities. And my aside here is, why would they do that? Counting generally continued without the observers. Statistically abnormal vote counts were the new normal when the counting resumed. They were unusually large in size, hundreds of thousands, and had an unusually high, 90% and above, Biden-to-Trump ratio. Late arriving ballots were counted. In Pennsylvania, 23,000 absentee ballots have impossible postal return dates, and another 86,000 have an extraordinary return date that raised serious questions. The failure to match signatures on mail-in ballots, the destruction of mail-in ballot envelopes, which must contain signatures. Historically low absentee ballot rejection rates, despite the massive expansion of mail voting. Such is Biden's narrow margin that a political analyst Robert Barnes observes, if the states simply impose the same absentee ballot rejection rate as recent cycles, then Trump wins the election. 50,000 votes in Delaware County missing. Non-resident votes. Matt Brainerd's Voter Integrity Project estimates that 20,000 people who no longer met residency requirements cast ballots in Georgia. Biden's margin was 12,000 votes. serious chain of custody breakdowns, statistical anomalies. In Georgia, Biden overtook Trump with 89% of the votes counted. For the next 53 batches of votes counted, Biden led Trump by the exact 50.05 to 49.95% margin in every single batch. Now, you're smart, Ashley. What do you think the chances of that are? 53 batches of votes that came in late were all 50.05 to 49.95 in every single batch. It is particularly perplexing that all statistical anomalies and tabulation abnormalities were in Biden's favor.
That's the part that
everyone,
the conspiracy theory part of my mind goes, okay, yeah, that's too much.
I'm not into conspiracy theories. I'm into, you know, right and wrong, black and white. And this just seems, this smells. If you think that only weirdos have legitimate concerns about these findings and claims, maybe the weirdness lies in you. And after I read this one, by the way, on Facebook, and it was not immediately attacked as other things, I go and say, check this. It was not, there was nothing wrong with this article. Nothing there to check. So, something to think about. And if you go to my Facebook page, you can find it. Or if you just go to, the Spectator magazine, or look up the name Patrick Basham, B-A-S-H-A-M, and look at that article. It's very interesting. Hey, we got to take a break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, Cypress Square Barbershop is still cutting hair. They're still taking appointments at 244-9468. They are, I'm sorry, 9478. They are man's last stronghold. They're doing everything that they possibly can to keep their customers safe. The only place I get my hair cut for the last 13 years is Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back after these messages, and we're going to be talking about another subject near and dear to our hearts.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
She sleeps high, even when the weather outside is frightful.
Jack Frost here likes it cool.
Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, now temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But will it keep me asleep?
Yes. It intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable.
Will I have more energy for holiday shopping?
Does Rudolph have a red nose? Save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed and adjustable base, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Vans Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Deep Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today, the 1st of December, 7:50 in the morning, and it is about, 49 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And Estate Granite is bringing us this segment. Mike Huber over at Estate Granite has been in this business of doing quality artistic work for over 16 years. A local supporter of veterans. He is a veteran, and has an attention to detail and an eye for perfection. And I can tell you this is absolutely true. This isn't something I'm just reading. It's because he came in and redid our kitchen, and I tell you what, it is a work of art. So Mike works by appointment only, so call to set up a consultation at 241-STONE. That's 241-STONE, or check him out on estategranite.com. That's Mike Huber and Estate Granite. Okay, today is Giving Tuesday. What does that mean? We've been doing this for years, and Giving Tuesday is people from around our region and beyond will celebrate North State Giving Tuesday. We want to be able to help our community and all of those nonprofits that do so much for our community. Donations, to it so far, I believe, are something, it's well over 200,000, and as of this moment, it is, as it adds up, it's 231,365 as of right now. 2015 donations to 178 organizations. So go to North State Giving Tuesday, and that's northstategives.org, and find the organization that you would like to help out. And, you know, there's anywhere from, of course, One Safe Place. There's one called Healing Waters, which is a organization that helps veterans transition back into a civilian life or provides a place for veterans to be able to fish. And this is one of the things that I just saw was that somebody is matching the donations to our friends over at Healing Waters, Project Healing Waters. Plus, of course, there's so many other great, great organizations out there. And as you know, this past year, there's been no fundraising. They've canceled everything from baseball, Colt 45s, everything at the Civic, everything at Cascade. They've canceled the fundraisers for One Safe Place, Haven Humane, which is another great place to give. You name it, there hasn't been one event that's been held out there to be able to help these great, great organizations here. So please go to NorthStateGives.org and find out. Take a look at their at the different organizations there. And then please, please donate. They're up to $233,049. 2,036 donations to 178 organizations, plus 6,701 volunteer hours pledged to help these. So, okay, moving on. Yes, ma'am.
If any of our listeners...
You've got some love. You want to give some love to one of yours, right?
Well, I just wanted to mention that if any of our listeners missed that address for the counter that we're watching, that is in our chat room. That's NorthStateGives.org. And so the link is in our chat room. You can find it there and follow along with us.
Now, have you seen this thing about, you know, this election in Georgia is really heating up. They've arrested a guy. I don't think they've arrested him, but they're investigating a lawyer from Florida who announced that he's going to Georgia to set up an address so he can vote. Well, you can't do that. You can't do that. And yet people are talking about, oh, no, that's, you know, move down to Georgia. So get a residence and then you can vote. I don't think you can do that. They're not going to let people do that. And I have a feeling that every vote in this election for these two senators, as specious as some of the, you know, election processes we talked about in the last segment, I have a feeling there's going to be so many people watching these votes that these votes are going to come in and they're going to be counted and they're going to be recounted, and all while they're standing there. And you will not be having poll watchers or the vote watchers be pushed out of the room. I think there'll be federal injunctions before that happens. You've got Arizona, even though the Arizona has ratified the election, there people that the GOP, elected GOP in Arizona, is fighting back on that, saying wait, you can't do that, there's still too many questions. The other thing too I read about is the inequality in these shutdowns. Let's talk about that. The people that are shutting us down are either politicians or they're state employees or federal employees. They get paid every 2 weeks, just like clockwork, goes right into their little bank accounts, except they're not little, they're huge for a lot of these guys and girls. And they want us to shut down. Oh, yeah, you can't have that open. I'm sorry, you can't keep that open. No, even though that your business is supporting 20 families, gotta shut you down. It's just for outside dining. And then if you're in L.A., they shut down the outside dining. Well, what are you supposed to do with that? 250, 270 protesters were at the county health department's doctor in charge. And we're protesting, saying, you know, you're killing us out here. The ones, though, that really offend me are people like Governor Newsom, who went to the French Laundry, a governor of another state where his wife went on a trip with their daughter, a shopping trip to two or three different states. And when questioned about it, I think this is, he was of Illinois, said, well, That's my personal life. That's off limits. Well, wait a minute. You just shut everybody down and said you can't travel, you can't do any of these things, and yet you did. And this is, I think, the part that bothers people the most. They see that these edicts are coming down to literally destroy small businesses, and then they see the elite out there like, that doesn't mean me. That doesn't mean me, because I'm doing this for a good reason. And the rest of you don't have good reasons. Again, they get paid every 2 weeks. Why is it that I truly believe from the bottom of my heart that if they had to take pay cuts like so many of the constituents out here, that they might have a different idea about how to handle something. But see, it makes no difference to them. It makes no difference to our county health or the state health or the feds at the CDC. They still get paid every 2 weeks. If it was, you know, the governor gets paid every 2 weeks. And it makes no difference what he says, what he does, and the decisions he makes that harm so many people. He still gets paid. And there the system breaks down. Terry, you got like 10 seconds.
Okay, yeah, you're right about the governor, but what about our Board of Supervisors,
I just
Carl?
Said,
our Board of Supervisors right here have jurisdiction over the health department.
Yes, they do.
They hire and fire, and yep. We're just dancing around saying it's all the governor's fault. I think the Board of Supervisors has a role to play in this.
I think I said elected officials and all
that.
Oh,
okay. Well,
I did.
May not
I tried
be all
to include
elected officials, but yeah, the BOS definitely.
Yeah, elected officials and the people that are working in those spots still get paid every 2 weeks.
Yep, and retirement, my friend.
And retirement. Okay, thanks a lot, Tara. Okay, hey, we come back. We're going to have Simpson University Dr. Norm Hall.
Mrs. Fauci's advice as we look ahead to Christmas get-togethers. It sounds familiar.
Diminish to the extent possible travel. And keep gatherings indoor to the immediate family unit.
Dr. Fauci expects a coronavirus vaccine to be widely available in 4 to 5 months. Overseas, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says that while the prospects for a vaccine are bright, people must remain vigilant in the meantime.
This will be a huge step forward towards our normal life. In other words, I just want to say there is a light at the end of the tunnel, but we still have to be disciplined till we have reached finally a vaccination that is appropriate to eradicate this virus.
And on Capitol Hill, congressional Democrats face growing pressure to say yes to a somewhat smaller COVID-19 relief package.
Former chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, Austin Goolsbee, who advised the Obama administration, tells reporters he feels something needs to be done soon to prevent a potential double-dip recession. After being asked if Democrats should accept a smaller package before the end of the year, Goolsbee says that they should potentially take less now and push for more down the line. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has pushed for a cut-down bill worth around $500 trillion. However, this sort of offer has been rejected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Arizona's governor has certified the 2020 election, certifying former Vice President Biden as the winner, although the Trump legal team hasn't given up the fight in Arizona or Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Nevada 4 weeks after the election. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build a bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1335. Rack Animalist Number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A major governmental vote scheduled tomorrow in Israel. We get the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israel's lawmakers are poised to vote Wednesday on a bill that would dissolve the parliament, bring down the joint Netanyahu-Gantz government, and send the nation to the ballot box for the fourth time in 2 years. While the main issue is passage of the state budget, the heart of the crisis is the inability of the unity government formed 7 months and three elections ago to function. The reins of government were supposed to transfer to former Army Chief of Staff Benny Gantz after 18 months, but few ever saw that happening. And while an 11th-hour compromise is possible, weekly anti-Netanyahu demonstrations are still drawing tens of thousands of protesters into their 23rd week. If new elections are called, they would likely be in late March. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. For some Republicans, there may be more at stake in the Georgia runoff elections and control of the U.S. Senate.
For incumbent Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, a victory January 5th means another term. For a handful of high-profile GOP faces, the runoffs provide a chance to show their leadership and political chops as possible contenders for a 2024 presidential campaign. Georgia's drawn the attention of everyone from Senator Marco Rubio to Vice President Mike Pence and even former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. President Trump will make Georgia a priority. There's talk he may consider another run for the White House himself in 4 years. Bob Agnew reporting.
Nearly 1.2 million people passed through U.S. airports on Sunday, the largest number since the pandemic gripped the country in March. That's despite pleas from health experts for Americans to stay home over Thanksgiving. The TSA screened at least a million people on four of the last 10 days through Sunday. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, then starting in about 14 days. I'm not even going to say that again, because now we're into our 11th. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda's on assignment today. Of course, today's the 1st of December, 8:05, and the news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ashley's there with the weather. And what day is this, besides being the first?
We are looking at National A Day Without Art Day. So it's also National Rosa Parks Day and Pi Day. Pi Day. Which I think there are like three or four from throughout the year.
P-I?
P-I-E. I believe P-I Day is in March.
Got it.
Because if there are math nerds out there, that was funny. Anyway, we are looking at about 52 degrees out at the airport right now. A little bit cooler downtown, closer to 48, but much warmer than yesterday morning. We're looking at a high of 67 degrees today. Same thing for tomorrow, all the way down to 66 on Thursday, 68 on Friday. We're going to go sunbathing and then back down to 66 on Saturday. Our lows are going to be in the high 30s throughout the week, but those north winds overnight, at least tonight, have been keeping us a little warmer, closer to 50 degrees today.
Okay. And the weather report and what day it is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Local business in Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I'm sitting here with Dr. Norm Hall, and from, of course, the president of Simpson University.
Yes, sir.
And Ray Van Gilst.
Gilst.
Thank you. Director of the Church and Alumni Relations. This is the first time I've met Ray. I've cycled through a variety of other people with Dr. Hall here. So welcome.
And good morning.
Thank you. Let me get that up there closer to you there. How you doing there, Doc?
Doing pretty good. We've had our challenges this fall, haven't we?
Well, think of Sheriff Eric McCraney. Mm-hmm. Tom Basenko retired, and Eric McCraney was selected by the Board of Supervisors to be the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
That was in February
Wow.
of this year. Well, of course, then COVID hit.
That's right.
The jails got overrun with people, fires, more COVID. And I said, oh, so do you ever call Tom and say nasty things to him? He goes, nah, I don't say nasty things. He said, I think them sometimes. Meanwhile, Tom Basenko is kicked back there, lost 60 pounds, and is out there and just enjoying himself and just having a good time out there.
Probably hunting and fishing.
You know what? Traveling a lot. Traveling a lot. And he could be. But
he's a good guy.
But see, so then you came in, but you've been here almost 3 years.
That's right.
So you've been through the rebuilding stage.
That's right.
Are you still in a rebuilding stage?
Certainly. I mean, I think the whole community is. You mentioned Tom Basenko, he was one of the guys, kind of the captains of the response during the car fire, and I remember seeing him take lead in the community and just do fantastic things. And really, it's that spirit of inventiveness that the whole community is experiencing, I think. My concern right now is the small businesses like the universities, right? We need to keep our heads down, keep working, tighten our belts, be smart, and hopefully this virus will pass when we get an injection in the spring. I don't know what you've heard about that, but
they're delivering the first 200,000 doses to California supposedly before Christmas.
That's good news.
That, of course, the priorities are people at your university with your healthcare professionals if they're gonna because I know some of them are doing at least they were. Are they still right. going? Are they still going to the hospitals and helping?
Yes, in fact.
Because you've got a great nursing school, of course, the seventh or sixth best in California. Out of
that's
many.
Right. That's right. You know, so here's the deal at Simpson. We have been very, very fortunate, very blessed. We've worked very carefully to follow the guidelines of Shasta County. And right now we have 0.6%, according to our COVID director last night. I called him to get an update. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, there's always a few getting it and a few timing out.
They've done their 14
10
days.
10 to 14 days. Yeah. So he said when the ones time out today will be at 0.6%, which is dramatically less than the region right now. So we're very, very pleased with that. We've continued to hold back on sports. We had a couple of almost plans wherein NAIA was giving us some guidelines where if both schools do certain testing, you know, within so many hours of the event and no fans, but thus far we've had to pull the plug on those. And the nursing program, which you asked about, I'm glad you asked, the newest news is that some of the local medical agencies have asked us if our students might be able to help, and we're looking into all those options right now, and that's brand new Monday morning stuff.
Well, you've had a number of different things going on, so your infection rate over at the university is really low then,
yes,
compared
sir.
To the rest of Shasta
right,
County.
Right, that's
why
right.
do you think that is?
Well, one is...
what are you doing that other people aren't?
I think sometimes it's dumb luck, honestly. But I think we're a little bit like the bubble that the NBA had. You know, we discourage students heavily from going home at Thanksgiving. These are just examples. Don't go home at Thanksgiving. If you go home, you don't come back.
Right.
We have the high-flex learning, which... If they're in a classroom, they have to be 6 feet apart. They have to have masks on, or they have to be participating in our high-flex online model through Zoom, sitting outside somewhere on campus. And so modifications like that, including we created a new social space on campus, the student union, which is really large, has lots of plexiglass between where people sit. Our cafeteria, students right now can only pick up their food and go to their room and eat. There's a lot of inconvenience, but it's way better than not opening. And I think that's what's making the difference.
Well, this is interesting that my granddaughter is going to New Mexico State. She mm-hmm. has not taken one. She's living there mm-hmm. in the dorm, and she's not taken one class in person. They have no in-person classes. But yet she goes to the dining facility.
Right.
And I'm sure, though, that they're spread out. You know, you can only have so many people in there and all that. Plus, they have right. 24 hours a day, so you can go in anytime you want.
Right.
She still goes out and goes out with her friends, but they're all masked. And,
right.
You know, so, but none of her group has caught COVID either.
Right.
So
right.
it sounds like whatever, you know, what you're doing there, mm-hmm. still having the classes in person.
No, right now. Sorry, I should clarify. They're in person high flex, but right now we're in tier purple. They can't come to the classroom.
That's right.
They sit outside. They sit in the union. They sit 6 feet apart in larger spaces and take courses. And they can have a private meeting with the faculty person, you know, with masks sure. on, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Which my son goes to school down south, and he's at home. They're not open at all. And he assures me that our model is way better than what he's dealing with.
Well, I think that I think we're in this, but we're seeing so many people now pushing to open the schools up again.
Right.
And the damage it's doing to our kids is probably it's going to be immeasurable because
we
just don't know. And the kids that are in areas where they're already having problems in the inner cities and some of the outlying towns in the rural areas where they don't have the internet
right
like we have in town, this is really going to have a severe impact on their learning for 3 months last year, and then who knows how long this year.
Mm-hmm. So, I was on a call the other day with chancellors and presidents all over the state, including UC Berkeley and others. And we were talking to Mark Daly, who's the advisor to the governor on these matters, Dr. Mark Daly. And I asked him, he had been quoted in an article October 7th suggesting that there wasn't a relationship between opening schools and increase in COVID. And I asked him, is that still true? And can you extrapolate from that with respect to higher education? Well, his answer was, it's still true, but as we all know, sometimes there's not enough data, to be able to assess. But right now, I haven't found anyone who could say, someone with expertise who could say that there's a negative impact of opening schools and COVID. There may be somebody out there, but I haven't seen that.
No, I don't think so.
And I think it's because schools are being more careful than most other entities.
Yeah. I'm here with Dr. Norm Hall, president of Simpson University, and Ray Van Gils, director of church and alumni relations. We'll talk to Ray when we get back. I'm going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, they are locally run, locally managed, local people behind the cages there, and a local board of directors. Cornerstone Community Bank has really reached out to our community and has done just a wonderful job. Even through all this COVID crisis, they are still moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or stop down at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Old Rayleigh Shopping Center and at 1845 California Street right here in downtown Redding. Or if you're in Riverside, 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. Okay, we'll be right back. It's 8:16 in the morning here on the 1st of December.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. RedingKia.com.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots. It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and the Debot. Linda's on assignment. It's Tuesday. She's always on assignment on Tuesdays. Somebody has to make sure things like the house continues to stand there. Yeah. Somebody has to take care of that. And I'm more than happy and come in here for a couple hours a day and let her be in there 8 hours a day trying to keep the house going. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. Hey, monitor heaters, Toyo water heaters. You don't have to worry about running out of hot water or heat in your house. They deliver on time. The amounts that you want. SST Oil has been doing this since 1967, and they have been a success. It's an employee-owned company, and I can guarantee you during the fire season that Bill Casparino, who is the president of the company, was out there driving trucks, trying to make sure that our firefighters, in fact, not trying, but ensuring that our firefighters had the fuel they needed to fight fires, that the aircraft had the jet fuel that they needed to fly. That's SST Oil. They are a company that kind of operates, you know, right below the wave tops, but do so much for our community. SST Oil. I'm here with Dr. Norm Hall, the president of Simpson University, and Ray Van Gils, director of Church and Alumni Relations. So good morning, Ray. And
good morning.
How long have you been here at Simpson?
I started March 1st.
Oh, well, heck, you've been here for a while. In fact, you should know everything about your job. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm originally from the Midwest. Most of my ministry has actually was in Utah, planting churches before I moved to Sacramento in various leadership and administrative roles.
Utah?
Yeah.
That must have been interesting.
That was very interesting. We thoroughly enjoyed ourselves, but it was very interesting.
So what? Do you have, 10 non-Mormons in Utah?
Not too many more than that.
When somebody tells me they're establishing other churches in Utah, I just have to look at them and go, man, this guy is either really, really good at what he does, which I'm sure you are.
Ray is good.
Or a glutton for punishment. So I'm thinking that you're really good at what you do. Okay. And so you've also been on the Simpson University Board of Trustees.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Spent 5 years on the Board of Trustees.
Okay. What does the Board of Trustees do?
The Board of Trustees meets twice a year for several days at a time while they review the operations of the college and make decisions concerning
some of the big picture stuff moving forward. One of the things that I really appreciate about the board is that it is a group of men and women who take their faith seriously and a group of men and women who are committed to the university. It's a group that has a great amount of wisdom and discernment, mm-hmm. and it's something that I have always appreciated serving with them. And even now, from a little different level, because since I work at the school, I'm no longer on the board, but really appreciate their continued involvement.
So what is your day-to-day duties?
Wow. Well, I do a lot of we're working on several projects right now, so there's a lot of detail work in doing some of that kind of stuff. But on the other side of things, making contact with church leaders, making contact with alumni. The past few weeks, I've kind of been all over the place in the Bay Area and around Sacramento and in between. Meeting with youth pastors. And one of the things that we've developed recently is something we're calling our corner kit. And so I've been getting those out to our churches. It's a display that is going up in their youth rooms with all kinds of Simpson swag for their kids and special gifts for the leaders. And so we're having a lot of fun with that.
Simpson has some good swag, by the way. You know, right now your Simpson University shirt, your Simpson mm-hmm. University mask, all that great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Simpson
more.
University hats. I think I could get a hat, but no.
Well, we'll have to make sure.
You know, I'm
Carl, do you have a pin? Do you have a Simpson pin?
I don't have
pin?
A pin.
Hang on, I got you one.
I think he has a mask. I've seen a mask back there.
Here.
Okay, now we're going to hand that across.
Official presentation.
There you go. I'm going to, of course, I will sanitize this before I put it on. Okay, I have my Simpson University mm-hmm. pin. Today is a big day.
That's right,
Giving Tuesday,
and we have such a great community, and there's such a generous giving community, and that's something that we never take for granted. We are so appreciative of that. And this day, Giving Tuesday, is another way to show that generosity. And we have a website all set up. It's called simpsonu.edu/Giving Tuesday. Let me say that again. It's simpsonu.edu/Giving Tuesday. And an easy way to give online right there, if you'd like. Also, I know many of our listeners are on our weekly Simpson Rising email. It's an update that comes out every week, and it's coming out later this morning for this week's, and it's going to be focused on Giving Tuesday with a Giving Tuesday link in it as well. So be watching for that in your email box. If you don't get it, just contact us, and we'll make sure that you're on that list. Good way of staying in touch with what's going on.
Oh, yeah. So many things have been canceled.
Yeah.
Events have been canceled. Things that are fundraisers for the
That's right.
university.
Mm-hmm.
Just sports is a fundraiser.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think the only sports we had was bass fishing.
Right.
And because you can isolate people in a bass boat, mm-hmm. and you're out on a lake.
In fact, Carl, we have absorbed approximately $1.5 million in costs because of COVID. And Giving Tuesday, we hope, will really help us to backfill that hole. That's real money.
Mm-hmm.
So,
of course it is.
As you mentioned, when you can't have fundraising events and sports and so on, it makes it really hard for people to even participate financially because, mm-hmm. you know, it's... Part of our protection is we have a barricade on the front of the campus. People can't even get in.
You come in, you got to have a mask on, and I think they took my temperature.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Correct.
Yeah,
that's
they took
right.
my temperature. Mm-hmm. And so, and don't be drinking coffee if you're rolling through there.
That's right.
For sure.
You have to get out of the car. No, it's not that bad.
One of our casualties was this past fall, homecoming. We were as you know, our centennial is coming up next year.
That's right.
And we had a big centennial celebration planned for homecoming the end of October, and because of COVID, it had to be canceled.
Okay. So what is Give Big to the Pig?
That's actually Dr. Hall's idea. But
And I'm not the pig. I have visions of Boss Hogg.
We have ordered hundreds of red plexiglass piggy banks. And they're not very big. They're just they're fairly small. So it's something you can set on your desk easily, and they're for our Simpson students and Simpson community to just put their pocket change in. You know, for those who actually do anything with cash these days and get change, but we're encouraging them to go ahead and fill their pigs. We're going to have special events for weigh-ins and all kinds of things and. One of the things that we're really trying to accomplish with Give Big to the Pig is we see it as a fun way to train and disciple our students for stewardship early on.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to raise funds for student activities, for student services and scholarships? Yes, absolutely. But more importantly, we want to have fun while helping our Simpson family understand the joy of giving back. And it's going to be a lot of contests and just a lot of fun activities around it once we get it going in January.
Okay, so then people can just put their like spare change in there. Mm-hmm. I have a Tupperware.
That'll work.
Box.
Oh, this is a lot more fun.
Yeah, but it's in my sock drawer.
Oh.
So when I come home, if any change I have in my pocket or little dollar bills, I throw in there.
Mm-hmm.
And every year I count on that. I mean, I've had $300-$400 at the end of the year.
Wow.
Yeah, but this last year I checked it, you know, before Christmas, and I had a quarter in it. Then I realized that Linda knew where my my extra change drawer went to. I said, what do you use that for? Why? She says, well, there's all types of things, you know. It's just that I needed a dollar here, or I need change, and you have all the change. There's why there's a change shortage, quote, change shortage in the United States. It's all in your in your sock drawer.
Ray, I think there's an opportunity here.
I know. We're going to get a pig.
Yeah, so we'll get you a plexiglass pig, and you can hide it where Linda can't find it. And when you bring it to an event, like when we have our pig roast, Carl, you just have to dump, we call it a pig dump, you just dump your change out, and that's your admission to the pig roast.
Oh, okay. I'll bring you a Toys for Tots box over there. On
all right. Well, there you go.
And you all can fill that one out.
All right. Okay. Absolutely.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Norm Hall, president of Simpson University, the guy who's behind Give Big to the Pig, and Ray Van Gilst, who's director of Church and Alumni Relations. We're going to take a quick break here. 8:31 in the morning, about 50 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day, and this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Reading Home Helpers has been in business for 17 years, and they have, or probably the, yes, I'm not going to say probably, they are the premier home assistance company in Northern California. Their amazing caregivers are there for you, whether it's for a short period of time, say after operations, or you need somebody there a couple hours a day or maybe a couple of days a week, to full-time care, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And Sharon, due to everything that's going on with the COVID, she's picking up more and more, helping more and more people. So she's looking for amazing people to become caregivers, whether it's full-time or part-time. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8300. That's Ready and Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Simpson University after these messages.
Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they were born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get 'em, but the law never will.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations.
We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. I'm Carl Mendebot. It is the 1st of November. Now, shopping. Where do you go? Well, I can tell you right now, you go local. You go down to Enjoy. They have all types of local vendors that have great products down there. You go to local stores. You want to buy your loved one a drill. And Linda said she would like to have a hand drill, battery operated this Christmas. So I go to Ace Hardware, which is a local guy. They're locally owned. I don't go to the big box stores. And you should never go to the big box stores until you've exhausted your searching for it in town here. Then go to the big box stores. That's your second choice. Why? Because local employees, they pay taxes into our town, big box stores. And never, ever go on the internet via Amazon. Jeff Bezos makes $1 billion. What is it, $1 billion an hour? Something like that. Jeff Bezos makes that much. You know what? And frankly, I don't begrudge him that, because this was his idea. He built it. I am all for capitalism. However, Jeff won't miss it if you can buy local. And our guys love it. Okay. I'm here with Dr. Norm Hall from Simpson University. He's the president of Simpson University. And his director of church and alumni relations, Ray Van Gilst. And Ray, I want to follow up here on a question here. Alumni, most of the alumni from Simpson University are, I imagine, you know, for a long time they were teachers and nurses. Now you've expanded, of course, the number of offerings that you have out there for classes. How do you reach out to alumni?
Well, that's something that we're working on. And one of the things, I'm a former alumni. Former student. I am an alumni. But as are my daughter and son-in-law. So our history goes way back with Simpson in that way. So as an alumni, I understand a little bit of what we would like to see and what we expect. And what I have come to realize is that we have a lot of amazing alumni all over the place, literally all over the country. Now, of course, the biggest concentration is on the West Coast, but they are qualified, successful people who put their education to good use. They love Simpson, and they want to be a part of Simpson's future. I find that more and more as I contact people and as I'm relating with people and telling the story and talking about what we're doing. And quite frankly, we haven't done a great job of connecting with our alumni over the past few years, but we're trying to turn that around. Yeah, granted, COVID has slowed us down on some things. I mentioned our homecoming got canceled, and there are other special get-togethers and dinners that we've had planned that got canceled. But we're working on some things behind the scenes. One of the things that we've been working on is something called our Simpson Alumni Leadership Team for our newly forming Alumni Council. And at the same time, we are engaging our students in what we are calling our Simpson Student Alumni Leadership Team. And they're on campus. They're a little bit easier to work with at this point. And we already have three students who are ready to go for next semester when we kick off our plans. Then we have a new connection piece called our Simpson Family Connection. It's primarily for current as well as future alumni. For connecting, mentoring, resourcing, all kinds of ways that alumni can connect and bless our students. And if you want to see what we're doing there, you just go to SimpsonAlumni.com. And if you want to sign up as a friend of Simpson, please do. We would welcome that.
You know, you spoke of mentoring, and we had some first five. We're in here the other day, you know, being is that the first 5 years of a child's life is so important. And they talked about the importance of mentoring. And Dr. Hall, you set up something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And a kind of almost a mentoring type of interaction you have with your freshmen mm-hmm. when they first come in. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, we have a new student orientation. And then all the new students are divided into groups. And then there's a fellow student, upperclassman, who mentors and guides those students in fitting themselves into the collegiate life experience. So they give them a lot of guidance. They tell them where the food is. They tell them when the ball game's happening and where to go to chapel and what are the best professors and and where the library is, we hope. So this mentoring is very important stuff. And it really, throughout life, I believe everybody should be mentored and everybody should be mentoring someone. And that's part of a healthy society. When we're looking out for each other, we're teaching, we're investing in other people.
Yeah, but things about mentoring children, not college age, of course, but, mm-hmm. Catching them early with somebody that's from outside the family. And in some cases, maybe the only male figure in their lives.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
To help out.
That's right.
That might be something you think about as one of your, I know you all do so many giving projects for this
Absolutely.
Community.
Mm-hmm.
Is right. Maybe link up with First Five and, have some students
right.
help out with that.
First Five, it's a great program. Right?
It really is. And I think teaching, when they come in, freshmen, and they're already in a high state of flux.
Right.
Because they're there, many of them away from home for the first time, having somebody
right.
there to kind of guide them along. I mean,
absolutely.
And my friends, it's not like Animal House where they take them to the parties. This
right.
is a totally different.
Very
thing.
Different.
Very
Hopefully.
Different. Do you see what kind of, how long has this been going on? I know you've been at your old university, but how long have you had this running?
Oh gosh. Probably since we started in Reading.
Okay. So you're starting to see people that were freshmen are approaching graduation.
Oh, yeah.
And what kind of impact has this had? What kind of feedback have you had?
Very positive. I mean, once once students have an engagement with a peer as a leader, when they first show up, those relationships oftentimes last a lifetime. And it's not just with new student orientation. It's in the residence halls. There are resident assistants, and they serve as mentors. And all of our teams have captains and coaches who serve as mentors. And so when you Ray could tell more about this than I could, but when he talks to alumni, that's the first thing they talk about, I'm sure, is the people who invested in their lives, not just faculty, but other students. I hear them say, yeah, I just talked to Bill the other day, and we lived on the same hall, and he invested in my life, and it's a lifetime deal.
Well, your fellow students really have much more to play in your life than your faculty does. Mm-hmm. I mean, I realize that and I don't mean that in a bad sense, but, mm-hmm. you know, I go to class, and even though you have small classes there, which is great, you don't have these 400-person classes.
Right.
And so you get to know your professors more.
Right.
But still, the people you interact with, your friends that you see all the time, have a big part in your life.
That's
right. And if they're the types that are there to offer guidance and friendship, mm-hmm. on the levels that you need.
Absolutely.
It's got to be a success.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to take a quick break. It's 8:44 in the morning. It's 52 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Weather Report's brought to you by Shasta Gas awesome. Propane. And we'll be right back with Simpson University.
Make them wonder what you got. Make them wish that they were nice. On the outside looking for.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from 4 different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9. Or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Are you concerned about an elder's safety? Shining Care's mission is to give compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders, disabled adults, as well as their loved ones to maintain safety and well-being, whether it be trouble remembering doctor recommendations, unwanted weight loss, or an unsafe living situation. The Shining Care team is here to help assist your family, providing you and your loved one with the support and guidance needed to safely stay at home by suggesting alternative solutions to make sure your loved one is safe and well. Whatever the concern, Shining Care is here to assist you in caring for your family member. We'll give expert guidance and connect you to suitable services, and we'll help manage everything, making life easier for you to have quality time with your loved one and less time worrying if they are safe. For more information, please visit shiningcare.org.
How about now? Is it working yet?
No.
Are you on Channel 3?
Why do you keep asking?
Stop asking me why I keep asking Mommy things. Wait, what remote are you using?
The one you handed me.
No, use the gray remote.
There are 3 of them.
Pick them all up and press the number 3.
Why isn't there an easier way to get all my shows?
I hear you. And we have something for this.
Thank you.
Fine. You know what? We're all reading books.
Stop switching inputs and switch to Dish and get Netflix, YouTube, and more at the push of a button. Dish, tuned into you.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering savings since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At BNT Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
BNT Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, I lost my place, okay? That's why we have music, so I can find my place. It takes a long time sometimes, Ashley. You know that.
Yes,
I'm Don't say anything. Don't say. I know what you're thinking. Don't say it out loud. We have two men of God here. One who is almost a martyr status because he tried to start non-Mormon churches in Utah. How long did you do that, Ray?
25 years.
Whoa! Why don't you step out in front of a car?
There were days.
To be fair, every Mormon I've known have been super sweet people.
Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about that, but it's like this. It's like going down the Skid Row and saying, here. Here are bottles of water in this hand and bottles of alcohol in this hand. Which would you like to go to? Okay. No, I'm sorry.
You're just digging yourself deeper in.
I am. It's okay. It's just supposed to be 25 years. Yeah. Oh, my God. So, nobody. The
no
Mormon
threats.
Tabernacle Choir didn't get out in front of your house and sing,
no.
You know, violently at you?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm here with Dr. Norm Hall, president of Simpson University, and Ray Van Gilson, who's in charge of the Church and Alumni Relations. And we've talked about a number of things going through here, including another ambulance going down the street. We've talked about, you know, where you came from before, and yeah, part of it was you were establishing churches in Utah, but you're on the Board of Trustees, and of course, and Norm are talking about, I have to always ask you about this, your nursing cohorts. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got such a strong program mm-hmm. there, and that's continuing on. Now, one of the things that we talked about last time was finding spots for them, you know, in local medical facilities. Mm-hmm. And you were reaching out to the VA.
Right. My understanding is that that's on at least a temporary delay while some of these other items sort themselves out. But, yes, we are in conversation with the Northern California VA.
You've had so many challenges.
Yes, we have.
Fires. I mean, everything that's gone on from George Floyd to not that
yeah.
there was a problems like that, I don't think, on campus, but. This whole year has been one of unrest.
It sure has.
What impact does that have on your students?
Wow, I think if you do it right at a university, it impacts the students by allowing them to deal with challenges firsthand. And that's the advantage of our small student-teacher ratio. Our students and their faculty, even if they go into a physics class, if an event such as the George Floyd event happened, just an absolute tragedy. Our faculty have a lot of freedom to say, let's put physics on the back burner for 20 minutes or 30 minutes or even the whole hour to talk about what's really important happening in the world today. I don't think that happens at the big schools, certainly not at the level that would happen at a private Christian liberal arts school. And that kind of relational capital that grows out of that creates a deep binding connection between faculty and staff and students. And, you know, students will, like anybody else, if you just think about retail, they'll leave a school, they'll leave a store, but they won't leave a relationship. And because we build into those relationships, the impact is that students have like you were saying before, almost mentoring with their faculty, with their staff, with their students, and it happens around key issues. I feel like our students are going out into the world with critical competence, ready to engage with context in hand, and that's an advantage for us. In fact, as you know, Carl, we've grown just a little bit 3 years in a row. Our numbers are running way ahead again for next year, so it's
which is unusual.
Out.
Let's just say that's unusual for a Christian university. Well, we've had, in fact, at least two that I know of have shut down.
Certainly in California, we may be one of very few, if maybe one, that has grown 3 years in a row during these challenging times.
Well, let me ask you a off-the-wall question here.
Okay, I'm ready.
Mr. Biden, if he becomes president, parts of things he has said is to take away some of the liberties that Christian universities enjoy today. Does that concern you at all?
I have been concerned for a long time about the impact of too liberal government, because it tends to, I'm not talking about every situation, it tends to restrict liberties for Christian universities, and that is a concern. But it's not a new concern, and certainly not in California. I participate in conversations with other Christian college presidents and governance all the time. And there are coalitions and conversations and conferences that we're not asleep at the wheel, Carl. I would say we have active resources in Sacramento, the CACCU and the CCCU, both representing us very strongly with respected voices in Sacramento and Washington, D.C. But yes, there are challenges, absolute challenges. I think one of the advantages are the judges that have been put on the Supreme Court in recent years, and the balance of power in Washington, D.C. hasn't landslidden one way or the other, if that's a word, landslidden. I have concerns, absolutely.
I think that, you know, when you see the things they're saying about taking away funding, and if you don't accept certain ways of life, that, you know, a Christian university is just, you know, it's a private university. It's to punish them for their religious beliefs is, to me, is abhorrent. We don't punish other people for, I think, abhorrent beliefs that they, you know, that they are preaching.
Right.
I find it interesting how people talk about liberty and being free, yet they want to take it away from you every chance they get.
Right. Well, I tell you what. Some time ago, somebody was coming to me in a leadership position and said, well, what are you going to do about this? And I said, well, here's what I'm going to do about it. Now, the question is, are you going to use your voice? Are you going to become wise about the key issues politically, you know, governmentally, societally? Are you going to invest in? Are you going to vote? Or a knowledgeable vote is one of the most valuable things we can do. In my family, we all sat around the table literally reading the positions of each candidate in this last election and talking about where that fit into our faith and life beliefs. And we voted from a perspective. So it's not just about voting. It's about voting from a knowledgeable perspective, not just the first name on the list. My urgent message to your listenership is become informed, and I know that's part of why you have this radio station, and vote your conscience after becoming informed, and that could be some of the most powerful decision-making, influencing actions you can take.
I agree. Okay, well, we're getting ready to run out of time. Giving Tuesday, today.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
One last time. How can people give to Simpson University?
All right. We have a website all set up, simpsonu.edu/givingtuesday. Again, that's simpsonu.edu/givingtuesday. And again, we are just, I can't stress enough how appreciative we are of our generous donors and Simpson family.
Great. Okay, hey, look, I just want to make a traffic announcement here. It just came up that there was a cow on I-5. Acalan I-5. I'm not laughing on this because Acalan I-5 appears that he got hit on I-5 at Cypress. And we have a number of California Highway Patrol, so I figure that's going to be backing up traffic.
Wow.
Yeah. I've seen cows and horses running.
Now, is it in the south going lane or the north going lane?
Yeah, southbound with the off-ramp.
So if you're going to the airport, you better get some more time.
Yep. So, anyway, be careful out there. Wow. And Dr. Hall and Ray, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. I really appreciate the time.
Have a very Merry Christmas. And as far as basketball, the men's game has been canceled, but the female or the women's team looks like they could be playing tomorrow night if everybody's COVID responses come back good.
That's right.
So unlike the Denver Broncos, who had a meeting of all their quarterbacks with no mask on, and one of them came up positive the next day, and it quarantined every quarterback for the Denver Broncos, so they had a wide receiver on the taxi squad come up. They completed one pass the whole game, and they were playing against a team, a pretty good team.
So, wow.
New Orleans, which doesn't need a lot of help anyway. What can I say? Hey, tomorrow, Tracy Edwards is going to join us tomorrow. We're flip-flopping the chief and Tracy because Red Ranchery has a really big announcement to make tomorrow, and they're going to do it right here on the show at 8 o'clock.
All right.
Nice. So everybody have a great day. And remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys and give today.